What's the proof doing in the pudding, and how did it get there? We play Language Detective today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free, nationwide event, just call 1-800-335-3119.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free, nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-335-3119. That's 1-800-335-3119.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 31st, the 244th day of the year. The month's second full moon, a blue moon, shines tonight. We've all used the phrase, the proof's in the pudding. We mean, of course, that it's the end result that counts, or the true quality of something is found when you put it to the test. But taken literally, it just doesn't make much sense. The phrase dates back more than 500 years, and like many things that are passed along by word of mouth, it's gotten a little jumbled. The original phrase was, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting, which conveys the meaning perfectly. Over the centuries, linguistic shorthand turned the proverb into a line for which we understand the concept but sounds like utter nonsense. The proof is in the pudding. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.